Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden, and I want to welcome you to episode 203 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? And this week, just like last week, I was wrong, and I'm happy. That's right. I was wrong about the Alabama election. It appears that Doug Jones has won. To my friend and listener, Kalen from Alabama, I am sorry. You were right. You guys did it. You got it done. It's a beautiful thing. So as you've probably heard by now, the Democratic nominee from Alabama, Doug Jones, has won the Senate seat vacated by Jeff Sessions. Now, I hope he also wins a different chair, because you don't want to have to sit in that little baby chair that Jeff Sessions had. Jeff Sessions only 5'4". You know, they had a little chair. Maybe it had a booster seat or some, you know, some way he could just touch the floor. You don't have to sit in his actual chair. You just want the seat, I hope. But anyway, Doug Jones has won. And a big shout out to black voters in Alabama, women voters in Alabama, black women voters in Alabama, the LGBT community in Alabama. These people came out and they voted, and it made a difference. And some of them said they might not even be voting for Doug Jones. They were voting against Roy Moore. But whatever reason, they voted and it happened. There were people driving around in Selma. One guy, Quentin Bell, just driving around. He had it on the back of his pickup truck. Get your ass out and vote. And he had his number, and you could text him. He'd give you a ride to the polls. It's this kind of effort that it takes to win. For a Democrat to win in somewhere as deeply red as Alabama, it takes that kind of effort. And you know what? They came through, and they did it. So good for them. Congratulations, Alabama. This helps the Democratic Party. It won't affect the tax bill. You know, the Republicans, they're going to vote on the tax bill tomorrow. They're going to get this through as quick as possible before another Democrat is sitting in the Senate. They only have a majority of one right now. So that'll probably happen. But enough of that. I'm going to feel good right now. Just the fact that a Democrat, it's still hard to say, a Democrat won in Alabama. That's right. A Democrat won in Alabama. Now, of course, Roy Moore and his people are not going to accept this. Roy Moore did not concede, even though in Alabama, if you win by more than 0.5, you won. And Doug Jones won by 1.5%. So he won, but Roy Moore will not concede. Now, one of Roy Moore's supporters said they had to call on God. They're going to need God to protect them from voter fraud. Well, guess what, Mr. Moore supporter? What would Jesus do? Not vote for a child molester. Just saying, not an expert. I didn't actually talk to Jesus. We have to ask Mike Pence to do that. But I'm pretty sure Jesus would not vote for a child molester. Now, the funny thing about them claiming voter fraud, remember, this is Alabama, which in 2010 passed these crazy voter ID laws. And then in 2014, actually closed 31 motor vehicle offices, mainly in black neighborhoods. So you need ID to vote, but we're going to close the offices that give ID, and then we're going to lose an election and blame it on fraud. What would Jesus do? Well, he wouldn't be a whiny bitch. That's a whiny bitch move, Republicans. You should be ashamed of yourselves. But there is no shame, because you nominated a man who dated 14-year-olds, allegedly abused a 16-year-old, et cetera, et cetera. We know who this guy is. The Democrats won. And this could be a thing. This could start a turn, perhaps, in the national way of thinking. This could be a lesson to Democrats as to how to win an election. Okay. How to get people out to vote. And if you got an evil candidate you're up against, pound on that. Pound on that. What? They won. I'm flabbergasted. And I ain't been flabbergasted in a minute, but I am flabbergasted. They won. They did the right things. They had some national speakers down there, Cory Booker. Yeah, I'm going to give a little credit to Charles Barkley. I got my own problems with Barkley once he leaves basketball, but It doesn't matter now. They won. Look at me dividing the party. The Republicans are blaming it on the divided party, saying that McConnell and Ryan and that whole group of established Republicans didn't support Roy Moore, who was supported by Bannon and by Trump and by the crazed "we hate everybody" faction of the Republican Party. So good for the Democrats. Good for Alabama. I was wrong. I'm sorry, and I'm happy. I'll be happy to be wrong on every election if it works out like this. Good work. Good work. Now, could this lead to the Democrats taking over the House or even the Senate in 2018? Well, they're going to need the Republicans to nominate horrible people, which, of course, is pretty easy. Republicans like horrible people, and they could do it. They could do it. The Democrats could learn from this. They could carry some momentum, perhaps. Perhaps this will work for them. Speaking of horrible people, and again, maybe this is just, I don't know, a trend that's beginning or something like that. But USA Today, all right, this is not the Washington Post. This is not the New York Times. This is not CNN. This is USA Today. Went after Donald Trump hard. They went hard. USA Today, this is a quote from their editorial. A president who'd all but, they're talking about Donald Trump, okay, and I'll explain in a minute, but this is what they said. A president who'd all but call a senator a whore is unfit to clean toilets in Obama's presidential library or to shine George W. Bush's shoes. Whoa! Whoa! Unfit to clean toilets in Obama's presidential library. That's hard-hitting. Now, this is why. This is what Donald Trump wrote. Lightweight Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, a total flunky for Chuck Schumer and someone who would come to my office begging for campaign contributions not so long ago, and in brackets he wrote, and would do anything for them, is now in the ring fighting against Trump. Very disloyal to Bill and crooked. Used. Yeah, blah. So what he's saying is that this woman came to him for campaign contributions and was willing to do anything to get them. That's what USA Today was referring to in a thinly veiled insult, calling the woman a whore. So she is talking, you know, Senator Gillibrand was calling out Trump and the women who have accused him. She responded, "You cannot silence me or the millions of women who've gotten off the sidelines to speak out about the unfitness and shame you have brought to the Oval Office. That's all well and good, but that ain't near as hard as USA Today. Unfit to clean the toilets in Obama's presidential library." So look, maybe this tide is turning. Maybe people are finally speaking up about this horrible administration and about these horrible people involved in the Republican Party. The overlooking Roy Moore, it was just a little child molesting, and it was a long time ago. I mean, the girl was 14. You know how them 14-year-olds look down at the mall? Yeah, it didn't work. Now they're going after Trump, and Trump's accusers are speaking up, and maybe this will happen. I don't know, but at least it's nice to see people. They're not being nice. They're not dancing on that line. They're saying what they mean. They're speaking out, and it's a beautiful thing. So good for USA Today. Good for USA Today. You know, this trickle down. This trick. Yeah, I'm going to call it a trickle. I don't know what it is. Whatever this is. There's just all kind of good news this week. Listen, I was going to talk on the podcast about police shootings and this and that and the other, but you know what? I'm going with the good. Here's some more good news, and this is hilarious. The gun companies are losing money. Yeah. The firearms producers are losing money because there's no more fear. You know how they're selling guns now? There's a price war. You need a gun? They're going mighty cheap. You know why? Because they don't have Barack Obama anymore. So the CEO of American Outdoor which runs Smith & Wesson, said there was some fear-based buying that would take place from time to time. There's no fear-based buying right now, he was referring to under the Obama administration. Yeah, some fear-based buying that would take place from time to time. You know, since they told you every day that the black guy's coming to get your guns. He's coming to get your guns. He's coming to your house. He's coming to your house. He's coming to get your guns. He's going to get your guns. You better get your guns. You better buy your guns. Well, now the stock is tumbling. They're doing rebates of $150 on various rifles, et cetera, et cetera. This is hilarious to me. This is hilarious to me. There was a record number of background checks on Black Friday. Nice, nice ironic shot that it was Black Friday. But yeah, they're having, because they had all these guns and they had all this fear, and they loved when there was a mass shooting under Obama, because then they could say, oh, they're coming to get your guns. Now, remember what I said last week, and it's true. They haven't done a thing since any mass shootings, regardless of who's the president. They haven't even banned those bump stops. So but now it's not working for them. That fear that they used, that fear that Obama was coming to get you, that he was coming to get your guns, it didn't work. It didn't. Now they have all these guns and they have to put guns on sale, and they're losing money and they're lowering their projections of profit. This is Wall Street stuff. So now the issues going to Wall Street. It's great. It's great. You know, the gun companies should be losing money. Good for them. Happy to see it. Guns are on sale. Derek, go buy another one. He'll get that joke. Now there's a story. I'm not even sure where I stand on this. Okay, I'm sure you've heard about the Keaton Jones viral video. The kid was being bullied. His mother shot a video in the car. It was like, why? And at the end, it was like, why do bullies bully? Celebrities picked up on this. All kind of celebrities, from T.I. to MMA fighters to, you know, other pro athletes, actors, comics. Patton Oswalt was a big speaker, blah, blah. All of these people saying, Keaton, we're your friend. You know, the kid was talking about not having friends. They're like, we're your friend. We're going to, you know, help you. He was invited to sporting events and movie premieres and blah, blah, blah. Well, unfortunately, truth started coming out. So there was a GoFundMe page set up. The GoFundMe page has collected $58,000. Not sure who's running the page. Not the kid, not his mother. Supposedly it's a friend of the family that says he's going to give them the money. Nobody's sure. So GoFundMe shut that page down for now. And then out come the pictures of mom and family with the Confederate flag. Yeah, and the racist allegations that go with it. Now, some people are saying, you know, ha, 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 you celebrities got fooled. You came out for this kid and it's all bullshit. Patton Oswalt had a great response, and I'm paraphrasing, but basically he said, look, the kid can't be responsible for his mother's racism. He's a tanned 11-year-old kid or whatever. So hopefully the outpouring of love from the public will show him that racism is wrong. Maybe good. And I get where Patton's coming from. Patton is a great guy, a fantastic human being. So I salute him for saying that. I don't buy it. I think the biggest influence on a child is the parents. And I think if we're talking about Tennessee and some kind of deep-seated Confederate flag waving racism, I don't think a bunch of Hollywood liberals offering, you know, help is going to change that. One of the MMA guys called the family to help, and the mom didn't want to come to the fight. She didn't want to accept anything. She wanted money. So some are saying this is just an elaborate money grab, et cetera, et cetera. Not sure where the money's going to go on this or how it's going to play out. I guess time will tell. We'll see. But it is very interesting. You know, I mean, these are things with these viral videos, and nobody knows why videos go viral. There have been other kids bullied. There have been other videos on the internet of kids who have been bullied, et cetera, et cetera. This one, and it will tug your heartstrings when you see it. But, one, you know, I don't know. Are we a little more jaded after this? I think so. Finally, I'm staying on the subject of happy. I'm going to wish you a happy holidays from Ivanka Trump. That's right. It's a beautiful thing. So when Trump lit the White House Christmas tree for the 8 people who showed up, biggest crowd of all time. Yeah, biggest crowd of empty chairs. But anyway, he called it fake news. But the reporter showed pictures of empty chairs, blah, blah, blah. But Trump's big thing was, I finally get to say Merry Christmas. I've been waiting for a year to say Merry Christmas, you know, and it was a shot at Obama and, you know, and people who say happy holidays and the whole war on Christmas nonsense, you know, you just can't. So this, yeah, he's been waiting to say it. Well, Ivanka Trump tweeted today, happy holidays. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. Now, Ivanka Trump has converted to Judaism, and that may be the reason or whatever, but it doesn't matter what the reason is. How beautiful is that? Trump's whole goes on this whole the idiotic war on Christmas thing and all that nonsense. And Ivanka Trump, his own daughter, tweets happy holidays. So I say happy holidays to you. I'm telling you, so far this year, my favorite greeting, and I'm trying to remember where it was. It may have been online. I think it was online, but somebody sent me a thing and it just said happy December. I love that. That's enough of your shit. Happy December. Whatever holiday you got, it comes in December and be happy about it. Leave me alone. So maybe even Ivanka is getting on the anti-Trump train. Maybe she, wow, what level of self-hate would that be? I know it ain't going to happen, but it is kind of funny. Trump himself tweeted happy holidays to people a few years ago, but you know, him reversing on himself is nothing new. But Ivanka, his date, I mean daughter, saying happy holidays, that's just plain fun. So this weekend, I will be in Grand Rapids, Michigan, December 14th, 15th, and 16th at Dr. Grin's. That should be fun. Next week, I'll do one more podcast, and I'll try to remember some of the negative stuff, which is kind of hard to remember. But this week, ladies and gentlemen, I'm wrong. Roy Moore lost, and I'm happy about it. Who's paying attention? You are. You guys are fantastic. Thank you.